Who am I asking, speaking again, please?
Mr.
Kate?
Cordell.
Yeah, Mr. Cordell. Is that Katie Osborne? How are
No,
you?
it's not. I've been told that you need to speak to Dion Grant.
Can I explain something to you?
No,
Today's the
I've
night.
already
Today.
had spoken to you before, and I've
Today's
been
the ninth
told
of the.
that you need
Today.
to speak to
Today.
Dion
I
Grant.
understand that. I understand. I'm just making a reply to what you've told me. Today's the 9th of the 1st, 2020. It's 10:42. New Year's has gone and Christmas has gone, and I've been explaining to you about fraud. All I've been asking for down the phone, and I've been recording all the conversations, is for Jeremy to phone me back with Law and Governance or somebody below him to go over my stuff. What they've done is now they've blocked my telephone number, so I can't even phone 0208 379 1000, which is the Civic Centre's main telephone number. I've recorded that on video, and I've been barred from phoning any number in that Civic Centre. I asked Kay Osborne for the insurance details because I was putting a claim through, and she sent me a copy of the policies. I think this is incourteous that you will not phone me back, and you've blocked my phone number in the middle of me making an insurance claim against you. You're an official company, you're a government-run company, yeah, and you should be acting within the protocols of what the company is set out to establish, and that is not to undermine me or to try to deter away from be for from any of your employees being punishable for what they have done to me. I'm still being locked in my house because of what this company signed its credit card to on an ASBO, which is forged, and on a possession order, which someone has just forged my consent when I never agreed consent, which I've recorded all the way through as well. All the conversations with my solicitor. I've only ever spoke to my solicitor twice in my life, and for all these cases, and I recorded both of them conversations, and I refused blatantly for him to be allowed to for my consent to be given for the possession order to be closed. I think this is unfair how you're handling me. You leave me locked in my house on the ASBO. I've had to ride 6 years of you up doing this, passing the buck along, passing the buck along. Dion Grant is the person that I'm making a claim about. Dion Grant, I've got a diary here, and she is covered in emails
I'm
and
sorry,
in
I have been
negligence. And
told, and
I don't think it's fair that you're
Mr.
passing
Grant,
me on to Dion
sorry,
Grant,
I've
who I'm putting a
sorry,
claim in
that's what I've
against.
been told
Can you
by
get well? Can you get
Mr.
another
Grant,
case handler, please, that's never dealt with none of my case files, who's not going to be biasing at their decision because I'm putting a claim in against them? Can you get somebody to come out to my house? You've gone to Stans, you've gone to everybody else. I've got 15,000 pages in my name because of this company, yeah, of official documentation that you have made, and I want somebody to come, and that's because you've gone and took statements off of everybody else. You've never took a statement off me. Me and my mum were writing to you for 16 months before all of this started, and you've done this to cover the 16 months emails of the official complaints, plus to cover the first ASBO. You've gone for a possession order, another possession order, an injunction order, another injunction order after that, another possession order, another possession order after that. You've had me trapped in malicious process for the last 7 years. Well, Dion Grant, I'm telling you, I'm recording this conversation. This doesn't sound good what you're doing to me, yeah? Don't put the phone down on me like that, woman.